to come out, and he's going to give our invocation this morning. John, if you'll come forward.
Let us all bow. O God, creator of us all, creator of this wonderful world that we see all about us, creator of this place, we ask your presence here, that all that we say and do may in some way bring glory to you, bring happiness to each other. And we ask all of this, knowing full well that you watch over us. Amen.
Come on now, Robin, get set up. All right, and as is the tradition here, we always start the festival with the national anthem. And we've got Mr. Robin Plitt that will be coming out now, and he's going to do the national anthem. If everyone will please stand.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we've hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
I have the irresistible urge to say play ball now for some reason, but we do want to also welcome everyone here to the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center, and it is one of the most beautiful places in the state of Florida, I think. And at this time, we'd like to thank the people for allowing us to use this facility. And we'd like to welcome the Assistant Division Director of the Division of Recreation and Parks, which comes under the Department of Environmental Protection, Mr. Mike Bullock, for some remarks.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to Stephen Foster. We're very pleased that you can be here with us today to help get the festival and the weekend kicked off. It looks like we're going to have a wonderful but maybe a very hot weekend, and hope that you'll enjoy all of the entertainment, all of the good food that you'll have here this weekend. And just a word of caution, please be safe with the heat. I know over in Tallahassee we've had some record days and want everybody to enjoy and not let this get to you. But again, on behalf of the Division of Recreation and Parks, we're pleased that the Folk Festival can again be here at this park, and just hope that you'll be able to enjoy the weekend. And again, welcome to the park.
Thank you. Well, we thank you, and we're glad to be here, and we know everybody's going to have a big time. On behalf of the Florida Folklife Council, we would like to thank some very important people without which this festival would not be possible. For one, we would like to thank the City of White Springs for allowing us to invade their community each year for the last 46 years. And we hope that you'll acknowledge that to the local people here and patronize the local businesses If there's something that you can't find here in the park that you need, run back into town and they've got most anything you'd need up there. We'd also like to thank all of the staff of the Secretary of State's office. They do a phenomenal job of putting this festival on each year, and it is just amazing to me each year how they manage to pull it all off, and it all just seems to just happen with ease. But there are literally hours and hours of long work and planning. In fact, as soon as this festival is over, they'll start working on next year's festival. And then it seems like there isn't enough time to get it all done sometimes. Again, we'd like to thank the Division of Recreation and Parks for allowing us to be here. We'd like to thank all of the law enforcement personnel who are here this weekend, helping to make this a safe weekend for everyone. And two things that we will be doing this festival, we have Law Enforcement Day and Firefighters Day, and I think the firefighters have a tent up here somewhere. You might want to go by and see those folks, talk to them a little bit. And we'd also like to thank all of the volunteers, of which there are hundreds. There is someone at each stage. You'll see some of these guys sitting around back here, and they're here to help with whatever needs doing. We have volunteers all over the park. If you see somebody and you need information, ask them. They can help you. We'd like to thank the Seminole Tribe of Florida. How many of you saw the broadcast on Florida Public Television that was on here a while back? And we'd like to thank them for doing all that filming and putting that program together. And we'd like to thank you, the audience, for being here, because without you, we wouldn't have a whole lot of reason. We could just all bunch up at somebody's house and have a big time. But we're here to share with you the culture of this state, and we hope that you'll have a big time. A few of the highlights for coming up for the weekend. Of course, our headliners will be Jim and Jesse McReynolds, stars of the Grand Ole Opry. They'll be here on Saturday. I think they're scheduled Saturday afternoon at the Old Marble Stage, and then they'll be closing the show out here on Saturday night. And we have Mr. Vassar Clements back again this year, legendary fiddle player, originally from the state of Florida, born and raised here, and made it big, I mean big, in Nashville, and we're proud of him. And he's here doing some teaching this weekend. If you haven't heard about it, he'll be teaching all 3 days. And it is a rare opportunity for any young fiddle players to sit down and work with a phenomenal fiddle player. Mr. Caton Roberts is going to be here. Some of the local people here, I'm sure, know Caton, originally from Lake City. And he has played steel guitar on the Grand Ole Opry for Mr. Hank Snow for over 30 years. And we're glad to have Caton and his wife coming down from Tennessee to be with us this weekend. Over in the Folklife area, the feature over there this year is Asian and Pacific Island traditions in Florida. And there's going to be a lot going on over there, and you don't want to miss it. There's Japanese culture, Chinese, and all the Asian cultures represented in the state are there. And Pacific Island cultures. In fact, there'll be a luau at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and they're going to be roasting a pig in the ground up here. So y'all sure don't want to miss that. I'm going to be up there about 5 o'clock. And that'll be taking place right after the Florida State Fiddlers Contest, which will be held tomorrow. It is the official state fiddlers contest, declared so by Florida statute. And we hope all these young fiddle players can stay over and participate in it. And that'll start at registration at 12 tomorrow, and we'll go on all afternoon. On Saturday night, we'll have the induction of Gamble Rogers into the Florida Artist Hall of Fame. Gamble was a longtime performer here on this stage, as he was throughout the country and throughout the world, and was a phenomenal artist. And many of you remember him And we're proud that he is being inducted this year into the Florida Artist Hall of Fame. On Sunday night, there will be a tribute to Don Grooms. And Don passed away back in January and was here for many, many years and was one of the favorite performers with the people here. And we'll be having a tribute, special tribute to Don on Sunday night. We'll also be talking a little bit this weekend about the Suwannee River Jamboree, which used to go on here back in the late 50s and early 60s and during those years. And we'll have some of those people that were instrumental with that, Mr. Aubrey Fowler and Mr. Claire Parker and Gene Osborne will all be here to talk a little bit about that on Saturday night. Be sure you go by the apprenticeship area and see all the fine work that's going on over there. I know James Kelly is over there, great, phenomenal Irish fiddle player. And we've got many of the apprentices over there, and you'll be able to see these people actually plying their craft. We also have the National Public Radio people here with us this weekend, and portions will be broadcast, I understand, on National Public Radio, and hope you'll be listening out for that later. It is going to be hot, and we hope that you will drink plenty of water and hunt the shade every time you get the chance. We don't want anybody to get bear caught, so be sure you take it easy and don't get too hot. Watch out for the ticks. I understand we have an abundance of them this year. And we hope all these kids that are here on Friday will get out in these bushes and clean them out of ticks and carry them back home with you so that we won't have to worry with them for the rest of the weekend. But be careful now. As they used to tell me, if you get up beside one of these bushes over here, a tick will probably jump on you. And if you don't get close enough for that old sow tick to jump on you, she'll just reach up under her arm and get a handful of red bugs and throw them on you as you walk by. So be careful if you get out in the bushes. We're here to celebrate the many varied and diverse cultures of the state of Florida. And during this time that we're in this world, we see the need for us to all get along. We're on this little speck of dust that we call Earth, which is just a minute speck in the greater scheme of things, and we need to all get along with each other. One of the best ways to do that, I think, is to understand each other. That's why we have all the diverse cultures, people represented here at this festival. We hope you'll go by and see how other folks live, and then it might make you understand better where they're coming from, and hopefully we can all have a better place to live as a result. Now, they had us scheduled here to have the opening ceremonies all the way up till 10:40. According to my watch, it's only about 25 after right now, and I've said just about everything I can think of. So, John Rice is over here, and John's going to be doing the MC work today. And John is a master storyteller, teller of tall tales, and he is a genuine Florida cracker. And I'm going to turn it over to him and let him regale you with some of the stories that he has. If you would, please, let's make welcome Mr. John Rice.
Thank you, Wayne. As Wayne was telling you about the tick problem, let me tell you what it reminded me of. Up in North Georgia, it got so dry one summer. I mean, it got dry. Dry. When they were catching catfish, they had to pull ticks off those catfish. That's how dry it got. And I'll tell you something else. It got so dry that the boys at the firehouse didn't have any water pressure. So they all had to take up chewing tobacco so they could spit out the fires. Now, folks, that's how dry and hot it got. So if that can console you, no matter how hot you may think it gets here, it won't get that hot. So we hope you'll all have a real good time. In a little bit, we're going to bring in a group of young fiddlers, a very unique group of young fiddlers. I'll tell you more about them just a little later. Let me check my watch and see where we are at this point. Okay. I want to tell you a little something about our state of Florida here. I was born and raised in Florida, and I learned that in some parts of the Florida, the land is flatter than in other parts. Now, down close to the Everglades, there's some land down there that is so flat, I feel it my duty to tell you how flat it is. So you're supposed to ask me. Now, let me hear you ask me. There you go. Folks, that land is so flat, there ain't nothing to stumble over but your feet. And you don't ever hear the word hill without an ant in front of it. The women folks don't need any ironing boards. They can spread their clothes out anywhere. That's how flat it is. But now, it also is a problem because you have all learned in your science courses in school that water is supposed to run downhill. And if you didn't learn it in school, you learned it elsewhere. Water runs downhill. But now in land that flat, can't you see what a problem it is to the creeks down there? They don't know which way to go. And let me tell you about one of those creeks. That poor thing was wandering around trying to do its duty, didn't know which way to go, got lost, disappeared, and nobody knew what in the world had become of it. But a little later, I was walking over the bridge, and I heard a funny noise down under the bridge. I leaned over and looked under there to see what was making that funny noise. And folks, there was that poor creek. You see, it had been running around lost, got so hot, it had to back up under the shade of that bridge and hassle like a dog for a while before it could run any further. Now, that's the way it is. Now, let me tell you something else. We don't have a hard freeze every year, thank goodness. Once in a great while, we do have a hard freeze, and it's hard on everybody. But I noticed something peculiar down there in that south part of the state. There was an old frog pond down back of my place, and it just sat there for ages. Nothing coming in, nothing going out. Stagnant, all that stuff, you know. Well, in all those years, that water in that frog pond just became oblivious to everything, just forgot what it was, forgot everything it knew. And when a hard freeze set in one night and the temperature got down to 32, that's when all normal water says to itself, we got to turn into ice any minute. Well, sir, that frog pond water just didn't know anything. It was just sitting there, not doing a thing. And the temperature kept sneaking on down below 32, on down, on into the night. And that frog pond water just sitting there. Well, after a while, late in the night, something scared the frogs. They all jumped in at once, and it waked up that frog pond water. And the ice set just like that. So guess what I saw the next morning when I went down there? All these frog legs sticking up out of the ice. So I got my lawnmower. Now I harvested 5 barrels of frog legs. I had enough to last six months in the freezer. Now, folks, that's the way it is. And do I expect you to believe me? Well, to be honest with you, yes. Well, let me tell you one more thing, and I'm going to bring on a wonderful bunch of kids. How many of you have caught a big fish? Now, let's see how many liars we got out here now. How many of you have caught a big fish? All right. Got a lot of good liars out there. I'm about to tell you about a fish. You know, sometimes you can catch a great big catfish. I was fishing on Myakka River, I baited this little hook I had. I used my hand line. I tossed it out in the water. But the minute that line hit the water, something took it, bam, like that. Snapped that line in two, and I thought, whoo, boy, whatever that is, I've got to get it. Well, I went and got a stouter line, put a larger hook on it, baited this time with two lizards, and I tossed it out there in the water. Bam, same thing again. Got that line, snapped it in two, ran off, and I said, boy, whatever that is, I have got to get it. I looked around for an even bigger line. Well, I rummaged around in my truck, and I found a long section of cotton clothesline. So I got it, and I found a grappling hook. I put that grappling hook on the end of that clothesline, baited it with five frogs, and I wound up, tossed it out in the river. Same thing again. Boy, something took it. And if I hadn't finally let go of that rope, I would have been pulled on into the river and drowned. Well, I said to myself, I have got to catch whatever that is. So I thought and I thought. I didn't have anything else in the truck. All of a sudden, I got an idea. I hopped in the truck. I drove over to the waterfront. I bought 200 feet of ship's hawser. You know those big old ropes? And an anchor. And I loaded them in the truck. I drove back to the river. Got out. Tied one end of that hawser to this big pine tree that was standing here. Then on the other end, I tied that anchor. And I baited it with six fried chickens. I tossed it out in the river. Instantly, something took that thing and the big old rope held. And oh, the battle of the centuries out there. Man, that thing, it just churned all over that river. Just, oh, it fought and fought. It went on for 2 hours. Finally, it got tired. But before it got tired, it was battling so hard that the rope began to slip up that pine tree and began to pull the pine tree over. And it was a big, tall pine. Pulled it way over, you know, a lot of tension there. Well, when that thing got tired, all this tension in the tree sprung. Boom, like this. Up came a huge black something, boiled up out of that water, sailed overhead. There was an eclipse of the sun. It crashed in the woods behind me. And then it began to make its way back to the river, clipping down the trees and brush. And I noticed a big round something going along level with the ground, but about this high up, clipping down bushes and trees. And I wondered, what in the world is that long thing sticking way out like that? And it dawned on me, that was the whisker of a giant catfish. Well, it made its way back into the river, and the battle started all over again. Went on another 2 hours, the tree was way over, and then sprung and pulled up out of the water. Sailed overhead, clips of the sun, crashed in the woods, and it kept going on back and forth there for quite a while, and we got acquainted. Well, we got so acquainted that I walked over to it when it stopped, you know, and eyeballed me a little bit, and I chucked it under the chin, kitty, 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 and you know what? I heard it purring. Well, yeah, we became so attached to each other, I untied the rope, tied it to my truck, and led the way and took it on home with me. When my wife saw me coming up with that thing, she screamed bloody murder. Don't you bring that thing here. Well, it just was staying out there in the yard. But you know what? In a minute, here came every dog in the state of Florida up and yowling, just yowling their heads off, just crowding all up there. And that poor thing, to get away from the dogs, had to get up in the nearest tree. It got up in there, and all these dogs are here under the tree, just yowling their heads off. And then suddenly the tree just gave way under all that weight. And down came the tree, fish and all, down on all those dogs and squashed them all to death. Now, if you're ready for the end of this thing, and I'm sure you are, that turned out to be the doggonest catastrophe the state of Florida ever saw. And I thank you folks for all that. And I want to tell you now about the kids that are coming on. They are the Young Fiddlers, as they're known. They are from Deerfield Beach. They are youngsters that began as Suzuki Fiddlers. They'll probably explain to you what that is. That's a training session for kids in violin playing. We want to bring them on now. They have their program all set and ready to go for you. Can we have the young fiddlers come out now?
Good morning. Welcome to the Folk Festival. We are the Young Folk Fiddlers, and we have quite a diverse selection of music to play for you this morning. We're going to do some bluegrass, some old-time tunes. We're going to do a couple contemporary tunes and also a couple Irish tunes. We have the youngest performer on our stage is 3, and the oldest is 17. We come from South Florida, from the Boca Raton area, Palm Beach and Broward counties, and we are very pleased and very happy to be here this morning. So we hope you enjoy our concert. Twinkle Little Star. It's the first song that most of these kids learn, and we'd like to play it for you now. This highlights our front row performers.
Mm-hmm.
little bit, and we're going to play a medley of three tunes. The first one is called Mary's Wedding, followed by Angeline the Baker and our version of Seasick Sailor. Usually needs no introduction. It's Rocky Top.
I was up on a rocky top up in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top. There ain't no telephone bills. Once had a girl up on a rocky top, half bear, other half cat. Wild as a man, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about that. Help us out now. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Yeah, Rocky Top, Tennessee. All right, kid. Two strangers climbed up on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from a Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn don't grow up on a Rocky Top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks from a Rocky Top, they get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Had years use a pent-up city life. I'm trapped like a duck in a pen. Cause I can tell that it's a pity life. I ain't going back there again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Big finish now.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
We'll be right back.
Maggie, Drowsy Maggie, and Growling Old Man. And now we'd like to play Cotton Eye Joe. Seminole Wind.
Ever since the days of old, the men have worked for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. Away down south in the Everglades, where the black waters roll and the salt grass sways, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. Blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. And blow, blow across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls. Rogers came and took its toll in the name of flood control. They made their plans and they drained the lands. Now the glades are going dry. The last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. And blow, blow across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls.
This next selection that we're going to play is a very old Irish air called Shebeg and Shemor. In Gaelic, that means mountains which are so big and so little. We preface this song, however, with a very contemporary tune that you're probably familiar with. It's from the new soundtrack, Titanic. But this part that we play is called Song of the Sea, and this is part of an old Irish tune that is now part of Titanic. Finish with an old favorite, the Orange Blossom Special, and we have a special treat for you.
Stand up here next to your brother. Thank you.
Certainly thank you, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, for this wonderful concert. We thank you very much. Now, as you make your way off the stage, another bunch is coming on. We're going to present now Dolores Howell, who for 12 years has been leading third and fourth graders in presenting a singing concert. She's going to bring her current third and fourth graders up here onto the stage for their part in today's program. Let's welcome these boys and girls from right here in White Springs. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
We are the third and fourth grade class from South Hamilton Elementary.
Right here in West Springs, Florida.
We hope you enjoy our program.
Thank you.
Sing a Florida song.
We certainly do appreciate that wonderful concert, boys and girls. They are from right here at White Springs. Not right here in the park, but they're from the elementary school. Now we have some more elementary youngsters from Jasper, the fifth graders. And Kanoya Caps is their leader. They're getting into place for us. We're going to have to shift the piano a few inches, quite a few inches, several feet, would you believe a few yards? And that will bring their director closer to where she can cue them. Once again, this is Central Hamilton Elementary, boys and girls, and their leader at the piano, Kanoya Caps. I think she's going to try it from there. Well, that reduces a few inches, feet, and yards from my previous prediction. I often find that my predictions turn out to be unpredictable. And at my age, I sometimes lose my memory and I even forget where I put it. I have to get names all over again every time I come to this festival because I live way up out of the state, unfortunately. My home state down here and me living way up out of the state. But oh, it's a blessing to get there. Okay, you all set to go. All right.
I gave my love a story that had no end.
Oh, we thank you so very, very much, boys and girls. That does something to the spirit, you know. And thank you, Gennaro. I have an important notice, please, to get abroad as far as my voice reaches at this time. One Bob Bowes. If Bob Bowes is within reach of my hearing, we have a very important message for you if you will come to our backstage area. Let me repeat this. Bob Bowes, if you will please come to the rear of this stage, we have a very important message for you. I stress the importance. Now, folks, I'm in a dilemma as the MC. Here I am going to bring in another wonderful act for you. And I don't know how to condense this introduction because there's a great deal to say about these folks. They have, but let me do it this way. They have performed all over Florida. There, that does it on that department. They've also performed in Georgia, in Lumpkin, Okefenokee, Folkestone, and also in Tennessee, Jonesboro, Tennessee, where there's a huge festival every year up there. Thousands of people performing all over the place, and they have been performers there. We want to bring on Aunt Peggy and Jay Smith, a duo that's got some great surprises for you. Come forth, you two. I'm proud to know you other two crackers here and proud to introduce some more crackers.
We're so happy to see all of you here today. And we know you're going to have a good time at our festival. You know, a long time ago, there was an old fella up there in the hills of North Carolina who was a moonshiner, and he never did get down to the village very often. He'd never been down to the village because he didn't want the revenuers to see him. He always had his neighbors buy his corn and his sugar. Well, one day he was out walking around in the woods, and he saw something real shiny. He picked it up, and he looked at it, and he said, "Oh, my, there's a picture of my daddy. Oh, what's he doing out here in the woods? I'm going to take this home and put it in my memory box." Well, he took the picture home, put it in his memory box. Now, he didn't show it to his wife because she wasn't too wild about her dad, his daddy, when she got married. And daddy didn't like his wife. So he wasn't going to show her the picture and upset her. Well, she was fixing supper. And she saw him go into the bedroom and put something in his treasure box. He didn't say anything to her, though. And every day, just before supper time, he would go over there and look in his treasure box at his picture of his daddy. He was so happy to see him. He was a good-looking old fella. He put it away. Well, pretty soon she got to wondering about that, so she went to the treasury box and looked in it. Oh, look there. He's got a picture of another woman. He's got a picture of a beautiful woman here he's been looking at. He don't love me no more. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, he's got this picture of a woman in his treasure box. Oh, and she got to crying and a-crying. And about that time, her husband comes in. He says, "Liza, darling, what in the world's the matter, honey? Oh, Liam, you don't love me no more. Look, you got a picture of a woman in your treasure box. You don't love me no more. Oh, what am I going to do? I love you so much." "Honey, that ain't a picture of my girl. That's a picture of my dear departed daddy. It ain't your daddy neither. You ain't telling me the truth, you old fool. No, this is a picture of a woman. Look at her right here. Look at her right." He took the from her and she said, "Darling, that's a picture of my pa. He's gone and gone." And she just got to squalling. About that time, their son came in. And their son, you see, worked down in the little town down below. He said, "Ma and Pa, what in the world is going on here? Honey, your pa don't love me no more. He's got a picture of another woman in his treasure box." "Son, that ain't a picture of another woman. It's a picture of my dear departed papa. Oh, my daddy, let me see the picture. Let me look at it." The boy looked at the picture, and he got to laughing. He says, "Ma and Pa, that ain't a picture of neither one of you. It's a picture of you all." "Son, what you talking about? Look at it." The woman looked at it and said, "See that? That's the woman's picture there." And the old man picked it up. He said, "Look at that, son. It's a picture of your dear departed granddaddy." "Mom and Daddy, get your heads together now and smile." Well, reluctantly, they put their heads together, and they smiled, and he held that glass picture up to them, and it was a picture of them. They said, "Who are these people? We ain't never seen them before." "Ma and Pa, that's what you call a mirror. You ain't never seen a mirror before, but that's what it is." And so they looked at it, and then they smiled, and they hugged each other. And from that time on, they took that mirror, placed it right over the mantelpiece, and every time they went by it, they looked at it and smiled. And that's the story of the old fella and old woman who had never seen a mirror before. Thank you.
When I was a young man, I lived by myself. All the bread and cheese I gotta put upon the shelf. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John poor faddle, come a long way home. Well, the rats and the mice, they gave me such a life. I had to go to Jacksonville to get myself a wife. A wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John poor faddle, come a long way home. Well, the road's so long and the street's so narrow, I had to take him home in an old wheelbarrow. Wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Well, the wheelbarrow broke, we took a fall. Down came wheelbarrow, wife and all. Come a wing, wong, waddle, jack, straw, straddle. Come a John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my wheelbarrow, got myself a horse. Then I could ride from cross to cross. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my horse and I got me a mare. Then I could ride from here to there. Come a wing, wong, waddle, jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my mare and I got me a cow. In that trade I just learned how. Wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. A John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my cow and I got me a calf. In that trade I just lost half. Wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. A John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my calf and I got me a pig. It didn't cost much cause it wasn't very big. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. A John, poor faddle, come a long way home. I swapped my pig and I got me a dog. In that trade I lost one hog. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. A John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Well, I swapped my dog and I got me a goat. Gave more milk than I could tote. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my goat and I got me a sheep. I counted her till I went to sleep. Come a wing, wong, waddle, jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Swapped my sheep and I got me a cat. What in the world do you think of that? Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. Me and the cat, we live in a house. We never see a rat, don't see a mouse. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. If the rats and the mice, they give you such a life, you better get a kitty cat along with your wife. Come a wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home. A wing, wong, waddle, come a jack, straw, straddle. John, poor faddle, come a long way home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In case it might have been missed, I'm going to make this announcement again. But first, let me, of course,